I can picture it now. You're flitting from one project to another, not really diving right in. You're scared of adding colour and not sure how to bring all of your ideas together so that they work. If this is you, and I know it is, there are clever ways to give you a boost of confidence and tangible and tactical methods you can apply to overcome the doubt. No matter where you are on your daring decor journey, these tips will help you along the way. So pop in your earbuds for all the juicy info. Welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. Are you sick of playing it safe with your interior design? Do you want to get confident with colour and pattern and learn DIY hacks so you can actually finish your home projects? Do you dream of being adventurous with room makeovers but lack the confidence to start, not to mention being clueless of how to get your husband on board? Don't worry, girl, I got your back. I'm your host, Cara Baker, serial decorator and content creator. I tried to design our home with personality and style, but everything felt disconnected and lackluster. Then I cracked the code to successfully decorate with bold interior design. In this podcast, you'll learn how to get brave with your DIY and decor choices, steps for daring room makeovers, plus unique and quirky home styling, so you can create a fun and functional home with pizzazz and glam. So grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls, and let's get decorating. Have you been listening to the podcast for a while, or listened to more than one episode? Have you? Yes, you. I'm talking to you, not everybody else. If so, I would love to hear what you think of the show and get feedback from you for future episodes. When you leave a review, Apple Podcasts suggests my show to more people just like you, and this helps the show grow. I'm reading your mind right now because I was actually thinking this myself. Someone else will do it. No, they won't. I need you. Nobody else is doing it. And you know what? Just before recording this episode, I knew I was going to be asking you this favour. And I thought to myself, when is the last time I actually left a review for some of the podcasts I listen to? Now, I have left reviews. I definitely have because I know it helps the shows. But there's one in particular that I've been listening to recently that I hadn't yet left a review. So I thought, how can I go on the podcast and ask people to leave me reviews if I'm not doing the same thing? So I'm just letting you know, I went and left a review and guess how long it took me? 2 minutes. It's super quick. And you won't do it next week. No, you won't. You're just putting that off like your latest decor project. So pause this episode right now, scroll down and leave me a written review and I will love you forever. It seems so weird that I had a wobble when I was decorating our guest room because I am absolutely over the moon with how it turned out and I'm so proud and pleased with it now. And when I look back at what it was like before, it was just so dank and dull. I remember exactly when the wobble happened. It was just after I'd finished decorating the blind that I got for the bedroom. I bought a plain white blind and my intention was to bling it up a bit with some zebra print. I'd seen some zebra print blinds online and they were outside my budget. They were like way expensive. So I thought I can do that myself. So I used my trusty sticky back vinyl and I cut out some zebra print patterns and stuck them on. All as planned. And when I stood back, I said to Andy, oh no, it's clashing. It's clashing with the wardrobes. It looks crap. Everyone's going to hate it. And I started spiralling out of control. Can you relate? I'm sure you can. I am so glad that I actually went through with it all now. Well, I had to because I was halfway there anyway. Well, probably three quarters of the way. And just imagine if I'd never taken the leap and seen it through, it would still be the dull and boring room that it used to be. And if you want to see what it used to look like, there's a reel somewhere on my Instagram account that shows the makeover from beginning to end. And every time I watch it, I just think how dull and boring the room was before. I just had to remind myself that I started with a plan and vision board that I love. So I just needed to have confidence in myself and see it through. If you want to hear all about the guest room makeover, I did a podcast episode dedicated to it, and it was a bonus episode, and you will find that between episode 24 and 25 of the podcast. Today's episode is all about if you're stuck in your comfort zone with your home decor and how to get out of it. Also, how to get bold and confident with your interior design. So let's dive in. As with anything in life, when we try to get outside of our comfort zone, our subconscious brain tries to stop us. And the reason for this is because our subconscious brain has not evolved since we were cavemen. So when you get some kind of fear inside you, your brain automatically thinks that you are going to die, or, you know, that you've gone outside of your cave and you're going to be eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. So what the brain automatically does is talk you out of doing the thing, talk you out of leaving the cave, talk you out of, I don't know, having a new haircut, talk you out of singing on the karaoke, all sorts of things. And of course, included in this is talk you out of doing anything daring or bold with your decor. So you're not on your own. Everybody's the same. We've all got this little voice inside our brain trying to talk us out of doing anything that we're not, or that's not in our comfort zone and we're not comfortable doing. It's actually our prefrontal cortex, which is our conscious mind, that wants to get daring, wants to do exciting things, but the subconscious brain will always try to talk us out of it. So if we're aware of this, we can actually make the decision that we're not going to listen to our subconscious brain, and that we're going to repeat to ourselves that we're confident with our decor, everything's going to turn out amazing. And the more that we do this, the more confident we will get with actually going through with projects in our home. Now, as you've heard from the story I've just told you, it won't go away altogether. It doesn't go away altogether, but you will get better and better at pushing those thoughts aside. So please bear that in mind every time that you think of some great idea to do in your home and you talk yourself out of it. So the first step that you can take to get confident with adding colour to your home is to snag my free guide to create a custom home colour palette. And if you haven't already listened to it, episode 2 of the podcast take you through the guide step by step. So that is something that you can do to start with to build your confidence. And you will find a link to that in the show notes. Another thing that you can do is listen to episode 6 of the podcast, which goes over risk-free ways to start your daring decor journey. Once you've got your colour palette sorted, the easiest way to ease yourself in is to bite off small pieces at a time. So if you lack confidence with colour, start with adding something like colourful wall art or a throw or ornaments. You know, you might think, I haven't got the confidence to put some paint on the wall yet, but I can buy a new throw which matches my new colour palette. For example, say if you've got a mustard yellow in your colour palette and you see a lovely mustard yellow throw, and then you can add that into your living room. And it's a small step, but it's a stepping stone in getting more confident. On the same note, if you lack confidence with adding pattern, but you'd love to add pattern to your decor, you can start by adding things like patterned cushions or lampshades. A small lampshade is just something that, you know, you might already have the lamp. You could decorate a lampshade with a lovely pattern. And, you know, that's something that's very small, but will build your confidence. Then you could work your way up to things like wallpaper and curtains, which may seem a little bit next level, but once you've got the confidence, you've added your lampshade and it looks fabulous, then it'll give you more confidence to think, yeah, I'm going to buy some curtains now, some pattern curtains, and they will look fab. You do need to remember and resign yourself to the probability that you will make mistakes. We all make mistakes in everything that we do. That's how we learn. That's how we get better. It's unlikely that you're ever going to go through your whole life getting everything right first time, because It's just not realistic. So accept that it's okay to make a mistake, and that will also give you the confidence to try new things. And when you try new things, you will learn and improve. A phrase that I absolutely love is fail forward. And it's something that recently I've definitely applied to my life so much, because I am a recovering perfectionist. So just remember, every time you're starting something new, say to yourself, fail forward, because it's better to fail forward than never to start at all. And then once you start, think about where you're going to be in 6 months or a year's time. You're going to have got better, you're going to be more confident, but if you do nothing at all, you'll still be in the same place. And we all know how quickly 6 months and a year rolls round. So start now and you will be so glad that you did. Another mind hack that I'd like to do in different scenarios, and we can definitely apply this to decorating, is to think about the worst case scenario. So say you're ready to decorate your living room. So the worst case scenario is, my husband will hate it, my friends will laugh. What if it doesn't match my vision and falls way short of my expectations? So there we go. We've got our worst case scenario. Then what I do and what you can do is think of the best case scenario. So what's the best case scenario? My husband loves it once he's seen the results. My friends are all asking for decor advice. They all love it too. And it exceeds my expectations and I am so proud. So then pitch for the most likely outcome, which is probably somewhere in between. So it would probably be something like, your husband comes round to the extra colour in the room. Your friends compliment your styling, even though it might not be to their taste. And it looks as good as you imagined. So worst case scenario, best case scenario, and the likelihood that of the outcome that will happen is that it will be somewhere in between. This calms down your subconscious mind when you're thinking of all these scenarios, because it makes it, if you think about a future result, then your subconscious mind starts to realise that you're safe and everything is going to be fine. Whenever you're carrying out any kind of decor project or makeover, just remember that most of the time it never looks great partway through. It's always the end result that looks the best. If you've ever watched any home decor programs on TV, like me, you've probably looked at it halfway through and thought, oh, it's awful. But then when the vision of the designer all comes together at the end, it can look absolutely amazing. So if you've planned everything and you've got a vision for how it's going to look, stick with your vision and don't give up halfway through. Like I did. Well, I didn't give up, but I definitely had a wobble. It's okay to have a wobble, but carry on anyway. And just remember that to achieve anything in life, you have to get outside of your comfort zone. So there's no way around doing that. If we want to stay beige, if we want to stay boring, if we want to never elevate our home decor to the next level, we can stay in our comfort zone, but that's not what we want. I know that's not what you want, because you wouldn't be listening to this podcast if that's what you wanted. So we must get uncomfortable and get out of our comfort zone in order to create and get the things that we want. So just to recap and go over the main points, bite off a bit at a time, accept that you'll make mistakes and that's okay, think of the worst case scenario, then the best case scenario, then the most likely case scenario, don't judge any of your projects or makeovers halfway through, carry on with your vision, and remember, get outside that comfort zone. So I really hope that I've given you some food for thought and some things that you can apply to give you more confidence with getting bold with your decor. Don't forget to come and share your biggest takeaway from this episode in the Daring Home Decor Facebook group, And if you want the inside scoop on Daring Home Decor, your wish is my command. You can sign up to my insider list. You can be an insider and you will get weekly emails about my podcast episodes, hacks and tips on bold decor, early bird access to offers, and some free printables that you can display in your home. So don't miss out. Go to daringhomedecor.co.uk/insider and join. Well, it makes me so happy to have spent time with you again. And I'll see you next Tuesday, where I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been inspired by the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. This will let me know if I've helped you in any way. And if you fancy a look around my home or to join the Daring Decor community, you'll find all my resources in the show notes. I'll see you next week and happy decorating. As you stuck around till the end of the episode, I thought I would give you a little bit of a giggle. Well, hopefully anyway, when I was recording the end of the episode and saying my website address, saying my website address, I had a little bit of trouble saying /. I have got a lisp at the best of times and I started laughing. And you know when you see those bloopers in the movies when somebody says something and starts laughing and then every time they say the line after they just can't stop laughing? Well, that's what happened to me. I had to go out for a walk in the end before I could record the end of the episode. So I thought I'd join it on to the end of here for you and hopefully it will brighten your day up a bit. Go to daringhomedecor.co.uk.